Here's a, oh yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye, Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. We're out of the Mouse House in 24 hours. Anyway, here is what John McCain, that two-faced phony from Arizona, said on the TV show yesterday, and I know this only from reading a transcript of it, regarding the first-round loss, and let's hope it was also the last round, but the loss in the Senate of the immigration bill that he co-wrote with Teddy Kennedy. I mean, if that isn't enough to poison the well for every Republican voter in the country, I don't know what else it would take. Maybe it would take this. He said there's the reason why it lost in the Senate last week. I think the more conservative, anti-immigrant, anti-legislation group were very well backed up by a very vocal group of people who were supporting them. That would be people like us, I guess. We're fairly vocal about it. But listen, this conservative, anti-immigrant.
Yep.
Here's another dumb SOB who is apparently unable to distinguish between the word legal and the word illegal. You got to, if you don't believe in open borders and giving amnesty to people whose first act in entering this country was a crime, you're anti-immigrant. He is just beneath contempt.
You know, it would be really, really cool to see a pay-per-view dust up between you and John McCain. Man, that would be amazing.
Yes, it would.
I'd love to see that.
It would. It would.
It wouldn't make any difference because the guy, as you said, he's finished politically in this country. Absolutely done, cooked, over, toast. And the only one who doesn't know it is John McCain. Apparently he says over the weekend that he's going to be raising or has commitments for another $12 million. But basically, his campaign is out of dough.
Yes.
He's busted. He's broke.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Well, he has been able to skate through in the Senate for I don't know how many terms he's been in there. But he's been able to coast strictly on having been a POW during the Vietnam War.
Well,
he himself said in his own book, he said, no, I'm not a hero. I got my plane shot out from under me. All right? Take him at his word. Just because you're a prisoner of war doesn't mean you're qualified to be a U.S. senator or a dog catcher, for that matter. There are a lot of people in this country who have served time in wartime as prisoners of war who don't make any pretense of being qualified to be a senator, much less president of the United States. And it's about time he learned it. He's had a free political ride for a long, long time because of the, oh, poor John, he was a POW in Vietnam syndrome. But I think the country's getting pretty well fed up with that.
Well, the thing that his major legacy as far as legislation is concerned has been this McCain-Feingold Act, which has been an unconstitutional bane for
disaster.
It's just been a complete, utter failure. And I don't know how he could look anybody in the American public with a straight face and claim what a wonderful piece of legislation that was.
The guy is stupid. I mean, there's no other explanation. He is just plain bleeping stupid.
Politically tone deaf, that's for sure.
Let's see. Well, there's a Mort Saul used to always say, are there any groups we haven't offended
we're working
yet
on
this
it,
morning?
All right. Pretty much covered them today.
Thank you. Thank you. One tries. One tries. I thought we were going to enter the arena this morning without any new sleaze to titillate you, Mel.
Oh, no. It's been
a... We got, you know, the Paris Hilton stuff, but that's getting to be a very, very tired story. By the way, I would say this to any parent in America. If you have a child who admits to admiring Paris Hilton, you have my permission to beat that child savagely.
I have to tell you, there are two good developments on that story.